Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming up now, joining us on the Fancast Hotline, powered by Gruber Law, the one, the only, Jacob Westendorf, Packers on SI. Follow him on Twitter at Jacob Westendorf, of course. Jacob, thanks so much for coming on. How are we today?
Victory Monday, man. And it's been a while since we've had one of those. The Packers haven't won a football game since before Christmas. So that's a long time ago. Feels like an eternity in some cases. But they win a big game over the Detroit Lions. Can't ask for much more of a start.
How long did it take you to realize, holy crap, this is actually happening?
That they're winning?
That Micah Parsons was on the field and making a difference.
One snap.
Yep.
Literally one snap. That's the first one. The crowd pop before the game was awesome. I took a video of that and shared it for the social. So for those that weren't in the stadium, check that out. I told Andy Herman later in the game, too, when he got his first sack, that I haven't heard a Packers crowd pop like that since, like, prime Clay Matthews was chasing down quarterbacks. And that's when Matthews was a legitimate superstar. You know, just the juice in the stadium, the energy was off the charts, and the players on the field matched it. Because, honestly, you know, for as much as Matt LaFleur wants to talk about the fans after the game and everything like that, that's not going to matter if the team plays well, or, you know, you could have a full stadium of just Packer fans. And if they play like crap, the juice in the stadium isn't going to help you. So the players on the field felt it. The locker room felt it. Just talking to some of the guys after the game, it feels drastically different. You know, you hear like baseball teams talk about a shot in the arm that they get at the trade deadline when the team buys players or adds players to their roster. That feels like this, but times 10, because we've talked about this. Micah Parsons, a move like that is not something the Packers make very often, and that's not lost on the players that are in Green Bay either. So adding someone like him who, again, when you consider his age and everything like that, his versatility, he's the best defensive player in the sport. So being able to add him, seeing him in person, he's the most gifted player I've seen physically since I saw Julius Peppers play, you know, in his prime when he was younger. So that is a heavy statement coming from me, for those that haven't figured that out, I guess. But the most physically gifted player I've seen in quite a long time. Just moves differently than everyone else on the field.
You know, Jacob Westendorf, the Matt LaFleur comments about the fans, I absolutely loved. I started cheering when we played him on the air, and I didn't know what he was going to say. And after he said it, I started cheering. I absolutely loved it because, again, that's your head coach telling you, dude, I saw all the stupid blue in the fans. I don't appreciate it. But again, as we had a caller earlier, Irv, who called in and said, hey, man, I like having some opponent fans there to talk trash to and run my mouth to during the course of a game. I'm actually kind of okay with it. What's your take, Jacob? Do you like having the opposing fans kind of sitting there in the stadium?
No, I mean, for a fan base that prides itself on being one of the best in the NFL, you know, we know how that feels when Packer fans go to another stadium and they invade it, and we call it, you know, Dallas, for example, Lambeau South, and all those kinds of things.
Well, it's been Wrigley North for the Brewers for years.
Yeah, and you know how that feels. Yep. It's not a good feeling from a fan's perspective. At the same time, when it comes to the head coach, and this is nitpicky, and I'll admit that, but like, I just feel like Matt LaFleur should be more worried about what's happening on the field than in the stands personally. But yes, from a fan's perspective and everything like that, I completely understand not wanting to see too much enemy color in Green Bay. But as my good friend Jason Perrone did put it, what you need to do as the team on the field is make it so, you know, for example, if I'm purchasing tickets to a road game when I'm going to watch one of my favorite teams play, I don't want to watch a game where I think my team has a really good chance of losing. So make it so Lambeau is this place where you're coming and you're not going to win. There weren't a lot of Lions fans in the stands pre-2015 when they hadn't won here in 20-plus years.
Or just act like a bunch of jerks and dump beer and popcorn on everybody like Philly, and then nobody will want to come back.
Yeah, I had that happen to me in Minnesota once, too. So Minnesota nice, I'm not so sure.
No, but I'm just saying, like, yeah. If you want them out, just treat them like crap, start a couple fights, they won't come back. Jacob Westendorf, Packers on SI. Follow him on Twitter at Jacob Westendorf. You can see his pretty face right now there on YouTube as we're streaming this bad boy live. Search The Fan Milwaukee. You can see all of our videos, all of our shorts, all that fun stuff. All of our local shorts are streamed there. All right, let's move on to continue talking about this defense. Not only did Micah Parsons have an effect for himself and the opposing quarterback, but my God, Lucas Van Ness, Rashawn Gary, Devontae Wyatt, Colby Wooden, all those dudes benefited by his presence just simply being there.
Oh. Certainly on the field as well. He is...
This is the problem with YouTube. You see what happens there? You see what happens?
This problem happens with... on the phone, too. Don't be crazy. We've heard people get abducted on the phone.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. You got crappy cell phone usage and so forth. That can tend to happen. Absolutely. All right, we're going to try to get Jacob Westendorf on the phone, and we're going to just be done with this YouTube thing so I can talk to him without his Wi-Fi or our Wi-Fi or whatever the issue is with all of this from occurring. Because, again, as we talked about earlier with Micah Parsons, you're going to have an impact on everybody else kind of there with him on the field. And when you get to the locker room after the football game is all done and the reporters get in there and you start talking to these dudes about, you know, the impact that one of or more of these guys had by simply having Micah Parsons on the field, it's everybody. Everybody is talking about what it means to have him on the field. LaFleur talked about this whole aura thing.
I think he definitely has an aura about him, and just his style of play fits with our other guys. And I think all those guys are excited to play with him. And they all benefited from that.
No doubt. They all definitely benefited from it. And if you go online and you read some of the quotes and so forth, as far as what these guys took away from having him out there and that whole deal, it was a big deal. The other part of this was Micah Parsons can't stop the run. Oh boy, that's why Dallas wanted Kenny Clark to stop the run. Well, this Packers defense focused on stopping the run, according to Colby Wooden.
Okay, Kenny Clark's not here. How do they stop the run?
Yeah.
How personal do you take that going against a team like this, you know, wants to run it at you?
Oh, I for sure take that personal. Yeah. I'll tell you, like, my dad called me on, he called me Thursday. Do me a favor, shut him up. Hey, bet. So you know, I just did my job, went out there, stopped the run. I took it personal, honestly. I felt like, you know, it was kind of disrespectful, like, oh, they gonna run the ball. So I made it my mission to, you know, we made it our mission to stop the run.
Colby Wooden fired up after the game, trying to make a point of, just because Kenny Clark's not here doesn't mean you're going to just run the ball down our throat. And I like that type of attitude that comes from that. You get the pass rush. You get all these other dudes benefiting now from maybe man-on-man type deal, one-on-one versus getting doubled themselves to get to the quarterback. And then the personal mission of we're going to stop the run without Kenny Clark is a perfect recipe for a really good defense, Jacob Westendorf.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, it is. And you get that all that attention on Parsons. There's one play Bill Huber shared today. It was a third down run where there's three guys blocking Parsons and there's no guys blocking Colby Wood. And I tell you what, being a defensive lineman, it's a lot easier when nobody decides to block you. So that helped them yesterday. I think the biggest statement, which isn't what you asked, but I think the biggest statement that Green Bay made defensively yesterday was stopping that run game. I mean, this is a team in the Detroit Lions who gets off the bus running the football. And I can promise you, as soon as the Packers traded for Parsons and Kenny Clark was on the way out the door, the first thing that Dan Campbell talked about was no Slayton, no Clark. We're going to see if the spine of that defense is ready to roll. And they did it complimentary. I thought the edges were very good at setting those edges, Parsons included on that. Evidently, he's not a good run defender. I certainly didn't see that yesterday, that he was a bad run defender. I thought he did really well. Rashawn Gary, big part of his Pro Bowl year ago. And both of those linebackers, Sparky, Quay Walker and Edgerrin Cooper, both of those guys were just so fast at attacking downhill, especially in the run game. But that was a big statement by Green Bay interior. Obviously, it's one game. Nobody wins the Super Bowl after one game. Nobody becomes the best defense in the NFL after one game. But facing an offense that scored, went down the field, up and down at will last year, it never felt like Green Bay's defense wasn't in control of things on that offense. And that is something where that was Brian Gutekunst's mission this offseason. He talked about wanting his team to control games when it was time to control it, and they certainly did that.
Dan Orlovsky tweeted out from ESPN, 29 snaps Parsons played. The Packers sacked Goff three times, permitted 2.4 yards per play. Longest line gain was 16 yards. Then another person, a Packer fan, tweeted back, Badger Dave, and said, without Parsons on the field, they got one sack and allowed 4.9 yards to play. That's double the amount yards per play without Parsons on the field, and that was with seven more plays. What more else do you need to see to understand that Micah Parsons deal is going to pay for itself immediately?
Yeah, it certainly has. That was a big one yesterday when Green Bay's pass rush was getting after Goff, which it did for most of the second half. They were putting him on his back. When they weren't getting after him, things were covered up down the field. I think the Lions had like three plays go through the air of more than 10 yards, a catch to St. Brown and two by Sam Laporta. I think that's it, outside of a garbage time touchdown late in the game. I'd have to go back and check that for sure. But Green Bay's coverage on the back end I thought was really solid. I know what the numbers and the raw numbers and everything like that are going to say.
Let's talk about that for a second. Ross Uglum, your guy, Bullard and Nixon on Sunday, 15 targets, 14 completions allowed, 114 yards, 8 first downs, no forced incompletions, and Nixon missed a tackle.
Yeah, Ross has got his things that he wants to keep an eye on, and Keyshawn Nixon and Javon Bullard are certainly two of those things. I'm not saying those guys were the reincarnation of the Legion of Boom, but Jared Goff and company, they were held to less than 250 yards total. I mean, with Amon-Ra St. Brown on the other side, there's going to be plays he's just going to make. And, you know, the reality of the situation is on the outside of the building, we can say whatever we want about the defensive backs. The people on the inside that know what they're doing and know what they're asking of these players, they have spoken very highly of both of these guys that we're talking about right now throughout the offseason as well. You know, again, do you want Mixon locked up in coverage one-on-one against Justin Jefferson with the game on the line? Probably not, but I don't know how many, if any, corners I want in that situation either. So, you know, this is a pass defense with this group of defensive backs that has played very, very well, dating back even to last year. Struggled against Minnesota in that game in the, well, I was going to say the Metrodome, U.S. Bank Stadium, played well against Chicago, and then really slowed down Philly's offense in the passing game as well. I mean, again, are they the Legion of Boom reincarnated? No. But are they like a perfect version right now of marrying pressure and coverage? Yes, because if they weren't, then they would have been really struggling yesterday. They gave up 13.6 of them when the game was of consequence. So I don't have much to complain about on the defensive side of the ball at all.
What about the offensive line? Moving parts all over the place with the injury to Zach Tom, the injury to Aaron Banks. Still waiting to see if those guys will play on Thursday. But regardless of those guys going out, they put in Kennard. He looked fine. Belton comes in. Morgan's rotating in with Sean Ryan throughout the game. And then Banks goes out with the injury. You couldn't have had a much better performance out of that offensive line than what you did yesterday.
No, before those guys got injured, I was, especially on that first series, the protection of Jordan Love I thought was really good as it has been during his time here in Green Bay. You can see the vision of what they're looking at with Banks inside and moving Jenkins to center. The pocket very rarely got pushed back with all those big guys in the middle. And you also see the value. I promise, I'm sure you've gotten that phone call, Sparky, where somebody calls and say, why in the world did we take a guy in the first round who can't start? Well, I bet you were pretty happy that Jordan Morgan was on the team yesterday and they were able to plug and play him when Zach Tom went out of the game and you didn't even notice.
No, really not. No. No, I wanted a damn cornerback. They had every opportunity to get one of those cornerbacks by simply moving up. And even if they didn't move up, DeJean, who I did not want, in fairness, who I did not want, he was still sitting there if they would have chosen to go that way. A corner was the better pick. And I said that, and I'll say again, unless this dude ends up being some star left tackle, it was the wrong decision. You could tell me he's a Pro Bowl guard. You could tell me he's a really good right tackle. I'd still rather have a really good corner over an interior offensive lineman at this point.
Yeah, and that may be true, but yesterday it was pretty valuable to have that guy on the bench, and he looks like a guy who's going to be the left tackle of the future. I don't think they're going to be bringing back Rashid Walker. But the point I'm making more so is you can talk about your starting five on the offensive line all you want, and that's great. But that is a position that has, if the NFL has a 100% injury rate, then the offensive line has a 200% injury rate. Yeah. You just so rarely get the same five guys to play every game during the regular season. And Green Bay now on Thursday night might be needing to go. Yesterday their starting lineup was Walker, Banks, Jenkins, Ryan, and Tom.
Right.
On Thursday, they might need to go Walker, Morgan, Jenkins, Ryan, Kennard. Like, that's two different starters immediately. We'll see on Zach Tom. Obviously, a hip injury. Maybe they would have brought him back into the game if it was closer. It wasn't, so maybe they didn't. But we haven't gotten any information on that yet. But I thought the offensive line played really well in the passing game. The run game, little to be desired there. If you have something to nitpick about yesterday's game, that would be it. I think that could be more of a byproduct of trying to build this passing game during training camp. I remember when Love became the starter 2 years ago, somebody told Bill Huber that it's hard to build a run game and a pass game during training camp with as few practices as you have. And with Green Bay breaking in two new receivers and the passing game finishing on the absolute dud that it did a season ago, I think that was the primary focus throughout camp when Love was healthy, obviously.
Right, which, again, he was gone for, like, what, 3 weeks? Two, 3 weeks with that thumb injury? And the receivers, Reed was hurt, Wicks was hurt. On Friday, I picked the Lions to beat the Packers. I'm glad I was wrong because I really thought it was going to take some time for this offense to get going because they hadn't practiced together.
Yeah, and that would have been a fair point to think about as far as, I mean, I didn't know who was going to play and who wasn't. I thought Reed was going to be sidelined until I found out Mecole Hardman wasn't elevated from the practice squad. Once that didn't happen, then I wondered, is Jaden Reed going to be returning punts? As it turns out, every receiver on the injury report ends up playing yesterday, and all of them play some type of role, which was interesting as well. But they put everything together. The passing game was pretty efficient. A couple plays here or there. They did hit a little bit of a lull in the third quarter, so they didn't play a perfect game. That gives them something to shoot for as we get through the rest of the season. But again, we talked all offseason. Here's the biggest thing. We talked all offseason about Jordan Love and this offense taking a step against these teams in a big game, starting fast, doing the things you need to do to play from a game where it's a neutral or ahead game script. And Green Bay didn't have that
last year because they would fall behind in these big games. You know, they were down 28-0 at home against Minnesota a year ago. They were up 7. They were up 10-0 yesterday before the Lions even got their feet underneath them. And Love is a big part of that. You know, 6 different receivers, I think, on his first drive. He hit 2 third downs before the touchdown pass to Tucker Kraft. Those were the 2 different receivers. The Kraft touchdown pass was great, which he played before the start, which was also a third down play to Kraft. So I thought he was really good. Take away 2 throws, obviously. The interception, which maybe he saw a flag, maybe he didn't. I don't know if he did. And then the other one where he threw it to Alex Anzalone, and Anzalone could have made a game-changing play on that as well. But all things considered, did Love play well in a big game against a team that people expect to be an NFC contender? Yes. Did he do that a season ago? Not so much, especially not to start the game. So that's a level up. That's kind of the next level for Jordan Love to reach for this team to become a championship team.
And don't turn it over. Jacob Westendorf, Packers on SI. Follow him on Twitter at Jacob Westendorf. Thank you so much for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Sparky. We'll talk again.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Ever watch your pet sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single-family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open-concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com. The place to find a pet-friendly place.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.